Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my Blog Talk Radio show, Live Your Music. I'm Margot Joy Denader, and I'm broadcasting from Marin County, California. Today's show is about love. We'll be talking about how to have great relationships with the people in your life, the people and the animals in your life. My guest for this show will be my husband, Dudley Burnett Denader, and we'll be talking about what we've learned about love during the past 35 years. During the show, I'll also be playing one of our favorite songs by Dudley, which was recorded by our treasured friend Robert Berry in 2007. The title of the song was originally Lost in Space, Found in Time, but on the album, the title is Found in Time. Our intention for this show is to have what our friend Deborah Oakland calls a songversation about love, music, and how to have an abundance of love in your life. Last week, I had an inspiring and fun conversation with author Michael J. Chase about how he decided to write his book about loving everyone. If you missed the show, I hope you'll listen to the recording. You may be wondering, is it realistic to think that you can love everyone? Michael said something I'd like to repeat as we start today's conversation about love. Quote, the key is to stop thinking of love as only an interpersonal experience. By understanding the essence of love, which is divine and all-encompassing, we begin to have options. It can be delivered in a variety of ways. Romantic, spiritual, parental, an act of kindness, and even tough love are just a few ways we can offer it to those around us. Self-love is where it all begins, though. We cannot authentically give away what we do not feel toward ourselves. When I was 24, I read a book that changed forever how I think about love. The book was by Wayne Dyer, and the title was Your Erroneous Zones. In a chapter titled First Love, Wayne started it out with a quote that says, self-worth cannot be verified by others. You are worthy because you say it so. If you depend on others for your value, it's other worth. And then he put in what he suggests as a possible definition for love. Love is a word that has as many definitions as there are people to define it. But this is what he said. The ability and willingness to allow those that you care for to be what they choose for themselves without any insistence that they satisfy you. I'm going to say that again. The ability and willingness to allow those that you care for to be what they choose for themselves without any insistence that they satisfy you. Now, how can you get to a point where you're able to let others be who they are and not try to meet your expectations? Here's what he said. He said, very simple, by loving yourself, by feeling you are important, worthy, and beautiful. Once you recognize just how good you are, you won't have to have others reinforce your value or values by making their behavior conform to your dictates. If you're secure in yourself, you neither want nor need others to be like you. For one thing, you're unique. For another, that would rob them of their uniqueness, and what you love in them are just those traits that make them special and separate. Hello, Dudley. Are you there?
I am. Good morning.
You're here. Yes.
Well, good afternoon.
Thank you. What I wanted to start out with was talking a little bit about how in 1980, I was still alone. It was before you and I got together. And I decided to do something that really made a huge difference in how I felt about Valentine's Day. I went to a pet store and I bought myself a beautiful little blue parakeet that I named Feather. And the reason that I named her Feather is because of the fact that I loved the television show with Stephanie Powers on it. And she had a show at the time called Feather and Father, and I named the bird after her on that show. Now, having Feather in my life brought love into my life, and also it just changed how I felt about love, that and the combination of reading what Wayne had to say. And by the next Valentine's Day in 1981, you came over, we had Valentine's Day together, and we've been together ever since. Right?
Hey, that's true.
Yeah. So.
And I fell in love with Feather as well as you. It's an unusual story.
Yeah, actually, I like to tell it that you actually fell in love with Feather first and then with me. And it really did seem that way. You used to come over, and you always loved birds, and you would come and play with Feather, and she ended up becoming such a little buddy to us, and we ended up having her in our lives for, I think it was 8 years. She was officially our first child before Xander was born. And once he was born, though, we shared Valentine's Day with him, and that always made it really fun. I always loved Valentine's Day when we were growing up and we were kids, and we had all the Valentines that everyone would give each other in class. And now it seems like, as an adult, so many people focus on just the romantic part of Valentine's Day and of this whole month. And my point is that even though it's great to be in a relationship, it's fantastic to be in a relationship with someone that you love and to have that, you can also share Valentine's Day with other people that you love. And we've had wonderful Valentine's Days with Xander while he was living here at home. We've had wonderful Valentine's Days going to visit my Aunt Bobby and Uncle Don and going skiing up in Bear Valley. And also taking my sister Tina with us. She's in that picture of the two of us at the Phoenix that's in the recording slideshow with this show today. And what do you have to say about it, Dudley?
About
sharing Valentine's Day with other people.
Oh, it's odd. I share the same feeling in terms of the difference between when you're a child and when you grow up. Love is like all-encompassing for everyone. Every child gets a card, and you see a lot of reflection of love and attentiveness in each face as they recognize the other. Even if they're not, you know, vastly attractive, there's still a connection there, and that's really great. And what you're saying about being older is also true. People tend to think of love and think of a single person or a romantic aspect, and there are so many different types of love and kinds of love that can bolster a personality, whether you're in a romantic relationship or not. I mean, the feelings we get for our animals are really incredible, and that feeling is truly love. It's given on both sides unconditionally, and I think that's another aspect of love that is kind of a linchpin to making it work. Being unconditional, overlooking little things, celebrating the uniqueness of your partner, whomever that may be, whether it's a person, a store clerk, whether it's an animal you meet in the street, whether it's your treasured friends that are animals or people, it's all the same, really.
Yes, it's all love. And love, love, as you know, is my top value of all values. And I love that my mom was such a role model of me, of unconditional love for all of us. And you've often called her the world champion of unconditional love. And she really was an amazing example of that for all of us. I'm the first of five children, for everyone else's sake. I know you know that, Dudley. But the thing is she was able to make all of us feel equally loved. She made each one of us feel like we were really, really unique and special, and that one of the things she did is she always accepted us for who we were, as Wayne's talking about up above in that quote that I talked about at the beginning of the show. she always encouraged us to be who we were, to follow our heart, and to go for our dreams. And that's what I wanted for our son, Xander, as well. I wanted him to be able to do that, and he's doing that. And I'm really, really, really happy about that, that he's doing that. And some of the things that we've done that have included lots of love are recording the songs that we recorded down at Soundtech Studios with Robert. And I would really like to play the song Found in Time, that it was the very first song that you recorded down at Soundtech Studios back in 2007. And I'd like to listen to it with you, Dudley, and then we'll talk about the lyrics and about the experience of recording that very first song with Robert at Soundtech Studios, okay?
Sounds good.
Dudley Dunayer. And Dudley, what have you got to say about that?
Well, one of the things about that song is it brings about kind of the trepidation of, you know, feeling for someone and then wondering if that is being reciprocated. And then it goes into a number of other things and ends up being of that same sort of ilk that you were speaking of earlier about you've got to love yourself first. You've got to discover that first. Then you can open yourself up and be truly ready to receive and to give love. Until you get to that point, you really haven't established the groundwork. There's no foundation for it. So I think that's a lot of the subliminal speak in the lyrics to that song.
It's so true. And also, even just the title, Found in Time, and the words where it says lost in space, found in time, it's true that love is found in time, and it's found in divine timing. It's not found in our ego's timing when we expect for it to happen. And it only happens once you do feel really good about yourself as far as a relationship that can last as long as ours has. And this June we'll have our 32nd anniversary. Oh, my goodness, it's already. And we've been together for so long. But when we very first met back in the beginning of 1979, I was not the same person I was later in late 1980 when we finally started actually going out and stayed together after that. And I had a lot of growing to do. I had just moved to Marin County when I first met you. I knew almost no one here. My friends that I knew were down in San Jose. I used to go down to San Jose, down to Los Gatos to visit my grandmother. I used to go up to Shasta County to visit my mom. I used to be gone almost every single weekend when I first lived here. And during that time, I did a lot of reading, and I read a book before I read the one by Wayne Dyer. I read a book called Success Through a Positive Mental Attitude. I talk about that in my book, The Art of Living a Life You Love. And in that book, I realized that part of what I loved about people was when they had a positive outlook on life, and that having a good personality had a lot to do with the fact that these people would look for what was good in life instead of always looking for what was wrong or what to complain about or what they didn't like about someone or even what they didn't like about themselves. So during that time, I spent a lot of time working on doing things that helped me feel better about me. I got a new job. I got my own apartment. I started decorating it. I had been living in a house with some other people. Actually, that's how I met you, was that one of the roommates there had told me, she goes, now that I know this guy named Dudley, and he's a really nice guy, and if he asks you out, you should go out with him because he's a really nice guy. And I kept thinking, oh yeah, a really nice guy named Dudley. But when I first saw you, I went, oh my God, I was so blown away that you looked like you did, your big blue eyes and your tan face because you'd just gotten back from skiing, and then also the fact that you were someone that loved music and played music, although I had been very afraid of that. I didn't want to be in a relationship with a musician, so that was actually something that was at first not really a plus because I had seen what it was like with my friends that were in bands and how that always came first and that there were all the groupies and that it was, you know, it was really a difficult thing to put up with in a relationship. So I was really thankful when I found out that you were doing graphic design and photography as your work and that you had been in bands for a long time but that you weren't in them at the time. And
well, let me just interrupt because this is a really interesting thing, and it delves back to the song, too. The reason why it's called Lost in Space, Found in Time is because I wrote the song when I was about 25 or so, and we had a gig in Fairfax at the Sleeping Lady Cafe, my group did, and Van Morrison walked in when we were playing that song, and he came up to the bandstand, and we're all kind of like shocked, recognizing him, and he said, you should record that song, and then he presently walked out of the place, and I was just blown away. But I didn't do anything with it, and I wanted to for such a long time. And the reason why I didn't do anything with music was because of your trepidation. And when we finally became comfortable with each other after years of our marriage, then I went back into music, and I started really developing it with the idea of, you know, republishing these songs, you know, rewriting them and so on. And I added a bunch of others, too, but That was one of the first songs that really came through. It was the first song that I recorded with Robert. But it was interesting that I had to kind of give up music when we were first married because of your trepidation, and then picked it up later, hence Lost in Space, Found in Time.
That's so true. And, you know, actually a lot of why, looking back on it too, I hadn't even really realized it at the time, but part of why I didn't want you to do music is because I'd always wanted to sing, and I was so afraid to sing, and I thought from what I had, well, I wrote about it in my book for people who are listening who haven't read the book, the story about why I was afraid to sing, but it took me until 2007 to finally admit how much I really, really wanted to sing. That was I also the, was that the year that, no, that wasn't when you recorded the song with Robert. That was actually, I think it was earlier, but that was when I took my first singing lessons and started singing along with the songs that you were recording. And at that point, I started really, really enjoying having you and Xander doing the songs and working with Robert on the songs. And then it became a whole fun family thing that we did. And yet, that was, I think the first song was actually recorded back in the end of 2003. And then all these other songs gradually happened in the years after that. And we never did anything. You never got in a band and toured live. We never really did anything with the music. But I finally have gotten the music available now on CD Baby. So you have an artist page over on that. And people can buy the songs individually over there, or they can buy the whole album as a digital download, and they can also buy the actual physical CD. The album's title is Holiday on Earth, and it's the whole thing is just was such a joy to do, and it was so much fun to do it with Robert, and he created so many wonderful additions to the songs. I don't know, every time I hear the album, I just feel so joyful, and I love all of the songs that are on both CDs. So I hope that people will go over to CD Baby, to Dudley Donator, and check out some of these songs. There's samples of the songs there. And I wanted to also say, though, that one of the things that really helps you keep love in your life is to realize something that I realized several years ago. I was reading another book by Wayne Dyer about the Tao, and he was talking about water, and I realized at that point that love is like water. Water is elusive, he said, until you cease grasping and let your hand relax and be one with it. Paradoxically, you get it by letting go. And what I realized while rereading verse 78 of the Tao is that love is like water. You can substitute love for water, and it's a reminder of how to enjoy and get love. Love's elusive until you stop trying to hold on to it. You have to let go and relax and be one with it, and paradoxically, you get love by letting it go. So I just wanted to mention that because it's such an important part of how you have love in your life is that you can't hold on to love. You can't make anyone love you.
Right.
As the genie to Aladdin in that movie, you can't make anyone else love you. And if you do, it's not going to be really love anyway.
Well,
so,
you can't help who you fall in love with. It is a reaction to, you know, an attraction. And that's one of the things that I was thinking about. It's when you first meet somebody, there's a reaction. A lot of people refer to it as love at first sight. It's more than sight that's involved in that. It's kind of like an involuntary attraction. It's most likely to do with things like pheromone scent, your attitude, the paradigm of your appearance, and so on. But simply, it indicates attraction and the reflection of an attraction.
Mm-hmm.
And when that starts, it's a sympathetic expression. And as you get to know each other, it can grow. With us, it's still growing, and we're still finding ways that we can love each other, which is great. It's not something I ever expected. I just it just keeps changing, and it keeps getting bigger and better. I think
well,
of it as magic. I think it's the magic of being human.
Oh, and that's beautiful, Dudley.
One other thing is that it's said in marriage that it's an ongoing relationship, and it requires work. Everybody always requires, you know, it requires work, and I'm going, I don't know about that. I mean, it does require work. Life requires work, getting up in the morning, brushing your teeth, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe it's more like attention, open-mindedness, and forgiveness that spells it out. And then, as you were saying, you can't hold it. You've got to just appreciate it. You know, not expect it, but relish in it when it is given in return.
That's so true. That's so very true. Wow, this time is going by really fast. We have only about 4 minutes left, and I wanted to remember to mention before we run out of time that next week I'll be taking the week off. My plan is to do 2 to 4 of these shows per month. And what I'd like you to do next week is to listen to one of my previous shows or more. And I'll be back live on Wednesday, February 26th. And my guest for that show will be Robert Berry. And we'll be having a conversation about music and the true meaning of love. I'll be posting the links for those shows on Facebook and Twitter, and you can also, just as a reminder, you can also follow my Blog Talk Radio show and receive updates on the shows that are coming up next. And there was also something else that I wanted to say about love, too, though, is that Leo Biscaglia, Michael J. Chase and I talked about him last week in the show as well. He was known as the person that taught about love, and he was just incredible. And one of the things that he said that has been so helpful is to think of your marriage vows instead of till death do us part, as people think of it as. Think of it as long as we both shall grow, that we'll be together as long as we both shall grow. And that's the thing. If you start growing and the person you're in the relationship with doesn't grow, you can end up growing apart, and that's, I think, what happens to a lot of relationships. And life is about growth. So if you're going to be with someone, it needs to be someone who's willing to let you grow, someone who encourages you to be who you are, and someone who encourages you to grow. And that's I think, Dudley, why we have so much fun, why we're still together, and what I really recommend people do is to let each other be who they are and to encourage them to do that, in fact.
Unconditionally.
Unconditionally. Yeah, as Louise Hay always loves to say, one of my favorite affirmation cards by her says, the greatest gift I can give myself is unconditional love. And it's interesting because that is so true in both ways. When you give yourself unconditional love of yourself, it's a gift that you give to yourself. And also when you give unconditional love to the people and the animals that you know, it's also a gift to you, but it's a gift to them, to help them be who they are and to grow as they're supposed to grow. And we have 1 minute left to go. Is there one last little thing you'd like to say?
Caught me unawares here. All I can say is this has been a journey that, as I said before, I never intended to go into this relationship with anything other than a complete lasting relationship. Seeing how it's twisted and turned, grown, it's been an amazing journey for me to see that it could finally, I have a love that lasts, that is something that every day I really cherish. And it sounds like a fairy tale, and it sounds like something that isn't real, but it is. And it's just that simple attraction that I cannot get away from, that is just there. And that's the magic, again, of being human.
Thank you for saying that, Dudley. We have to say bye for now. We're running out of time. But everyone, I hope that you'll tune in 2 weeks from now and hear the show. Bye.
Bye.